This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our flagship Salem Media Group station in Tampa, Florida, and also across to our other Salem Media Group stations that are carrying our show and leading independents across the country. We are a nationally syndicated show on the GNC Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening to us overseas right now, and we thank them for their service to America. Now, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers, too, thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, maintenance and janitorial workers, security, and construction workers, too, thank you for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, and click on the USCCA logo to register for the free gun a day giveaway and find out about how a USCCA membership can work for you. Joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All righty. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start out talking about Nancy Pelosi, because I'm going to play a little short piece of her audio clip here, where she talks about how she's concerned about security, for the State of the Union speech, and why, and how the Department of Homeland Security is not working. And I just want you to hear this before I go further with this.
Homeland Security, about all of the resources that are needed to prepare for a State of the Union address, which she calls what an event of special security. And so these people are not working, and we've never really had a State of the Union when government has been in a shutdown since the Budget Act in the 70s. So this is respectfully and sadly, proudly, I invited him to come. It was a privilege to invite him to come. The government is shut down.
Now, she said unequivocally that the Department of Homeland Security was not working. And since they're not working, they've never had a State of the Union message where government's been shut down, and they're concerned about their safety. What am I missing here?
Well, you know, Captain, the Homeland Security, the Secret Service, they're not standing down in any way. They're working. They're doing their job.
Every man and every woman, right straight across the line. By the way, they right away, after she made that announcement yesterday, they came out and they said what she said is absolutely not true. So they debunked that. And then the Department of Homeland Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen came out and debunked Pelosi and said the State of the Union will be safe because all of the members of the game, all of the team that work for the Secret Service, they're all on duty.
Exactly right. And, you know, Captain, when I heard Speaker Pelosi say this earlier yesterday, I was absolutely outraged because, number one, you know, I think that from a political perspective, she's trying to not have the president have a platform to talk about these different issues. And yes, the government is shut down, but one could argue that the best time to have a State of the Union is when the government is shut down, because that is the state of our union right now. There's nothing more important than that. We've got to get that talked about to the American people. But also, Captain, the idea, the very idea that someone at such a high level of our government as Speaker Pelosi would come out and try to give the impression that we might be vulnerable right now, I think is absolutely unconscionable.
Well, that's absolutely true. And again, then again, it's Nancy Pelosi, the blowhard that she is, blowing hot air once again across the microphones just for the sake of saying something. And she absolutely flat out, if she doesn't know, okay, fine. But otherwise, she flat out lied.
Well, right, exactly. Yeah, perhaps we give the benefit of the doubt on that, but
the Botox went in the wrong ear.
Right. Well, I think that the Democrats are absolutely just terrified of the idea that President Trump will give a State of the Union address. Of course, the Democrats won't clap for anything. Who knows? Maybe they
won't show up.
They may not show up.
Good.
Or they might show up and do what we've seen that these
sit on their hands.
Yeah, exactly. Well, these clips, you know, we're getting from England, from the UK, where the House of Commons, they all, you know, blurt out at Theresa May when she's speaking. Maybe they'll try to turn it into something like that. Who knows? But definitely, Captain, it seems to me that the Democrats are terrified of having President Trump give his position, make his case to the American people on where he wants this presidency to go. I think that's one of the big reasons behind all this.
Well, moving on, Theresa May did survive a vote of confidence yesterday. I think it was roughly 10 votes in her favor or something like that. But now she moves forward to try to end the Brexit stalemate that's going on. And I believe, let's see, the 29th of, is it March? That's when they officially pull out of the EU?
Right. That's, I think, the drop-dead date, as it were. If they don't have an agreement in place, that's where the chaos can ensue, because there will be nothing really governing the trade, and also residents of Great Britain working in Europe, in the European Union somewhere. Also, as you mentioned on yesterday's program, it could have implications for the U.S. stock markets, also jobs in the U.S. and so forth. So this will have a far-reaching effect.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. We're just getting fired up here. By the way, Scotland wants to have a second referendum. Their prime minister in Scotland says that we want to have a second referendum, eh? Aye? All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Geico Insurance and your local Geico agency, because your local Geico office can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. They offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, and RV. By the way, they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, and all that can be done through the Geico Insurance Agency near you. Now, Geico's been saving money for more than 75 years, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. So go to Geico.com, that's Geico.com, and find out more, and find out where your local Geico agent is. Now, I want to thank everybody last night, because we had the Heart for Lebanon people that we talked about last night, and they needed some help, and I told them I'd be happy to help them. And this show last night just absolutely surprised the hell out of everybody, because we met the goal that they, the self-imposed goal that they put on us for last night. And of course, if you still want to help out the Heart for Heaven on Lebanon, the children and the refugees that have been driven out of Syria that are living in these camps in Lebanon, and they will be going back to Syria once they can. But if you still want to contribute, one-time donation of $98 is what it is. It fills a Lebanon classroom. It helps kids from terrorist recruiters and puts them on the right path as they prepare to return home, because they just want to go home. You can give them a call at 877-873-0190. That's 877-873-0190. And this is really a great, great organization. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we definitely need to talk about Theresa May. a little bit more, because she did win her vote of no confidence. Was it 10 votes? Is that about what it was?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, she definitely won it by that much, and that keeps her in office, and that's fine. That's okay. We get that. But Scotland and Ireland, but yesterday Scotland chimed in, day four it was Ireland, they want to see a second referendum vote held before all of this comes to a head.
Exactly, and this could very quickly become the, you know, the prevailing notion that's one of the options, generally speaking, for the UK, if they can't come up with a deal that the Parliament is going to approve, and if they can't do that, then they may simply have to go to another vote. But it's interesting. This was all done back, I think, around the summertime in middle of 2016, and since then, the whole point of this was to come up with the what the exit deal would look like, what the trade would look like moving forward. So it would be interesting to see if there would be major changes. And I think a lot of the experts looking at this believe that there would be perhaps a major change if new referendums were held.
Okay, and folks, we are speaking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now, the other thing that happened was yesterday the foreign minister of the Soviet Union, Mr. Lavrov, came out and said that the idea that Trump was working for the Kremlin was pure nonsense.
Well, right, exactly. You know, a lot of this whole thing, again, you know, it occurred to me, Captain, that, you know, soon after, of course, the fall of the Soviet Union back in the early 1990s, what ensued after that, of course, was, well, obviously there was a lot of chaos in Russia itself as a result of all of that, as it tried to figure out where it was going. But you also had businesses come in. You had, what was it, McDonald's and Pizza Huts and stuff like that, you know, coming in to be opened up in Moscow and so forth. But, of course, Donald Trump, you know, obviously explores whatever business opportunities he could do, I'm sure. But the idea that somehow Trump is a Russian agent is really actually just ludicrous. All of this is based, of course, on this dossier, the stuff that was put out there into the world, as it were, by the Democrats, you know, as a political campaign, and then tried to be followed up on in some weird way by people in the Justice Department who didn't like Donald Trump, didn't like that he got elected, wanted Hillary to be elected 100%, that kind of thing. So I guess if you've ever done business in Russia, if you've ever gone there for any reason, you could be a Russian spy too. And so, I mean, this kind of stuff, it just seems kind of thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, yesterday, right after we went off the air, my show went off the air about 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, somewhere around there, Eastern time, the Islamic State launched a suicide bombing against an area where one of our groups of soldiers, along with the Syrian Defense Forces, was on a routine patrol in Mom Beach, and apparently this was at a restaurant. I'm hearing where this happened, but the blast went off, killed 15 people, including civilians, Syrian soldiers, and at least 4 American service members. Now, I'm being told the American service members, 2 of them were regular military, and the other 2 were civilian contractors.
Yes, that's what we're hearing. And I think another report, I think, says 16 people, I think, were killed. But this is a terrible, terrible thing, obviously. Comes on the heels, of course, of President Trump announcing last month that he was pulling the troops, some 2,200 American troops, out of Syria and saying that ISIS had been defeated. So obviously this is an answer back in some way by the ISIS forces. But, of course, we're going to get more information on this. They will find out how this was done, and certainly it will, I think, go into the calculus of what to do next, Whether or not the president reverses his decision, we'll have to wait and see. But at the same time, though, it's important to show that that ISIS has been greatly degraded by any calculation. But this is such a terrible thing, and obviously the people who perpetrated this set it in motion need to be brought to justice.
Well, ISIS is not defeated. We can see that. And this attack happened on the very same day when Vice President Mike Pence said that ISIS was defeated. Now, President Trump's plan to bring home the 2,000 American troops in Syria, announced less than a month ago, is still moving forward. And the situation has worrying precedent. And what the precedent is that we need to be concerned about is when U.S. troops were withdrawing from Iraq in 2011, militant attacks at that time also rose.
Well, right, because to some degree it gives them a new impetus. It gives them sort of a second wind, as it were, a second round of enthusiasm, believing that somehow, you know, the American forces or the coalition forces are leaving, and they feel more empowered, as it were, to take the kinds of risks you have to take in order to pull off these kinds of operations. So again, we'll have to wait and see what the president does. We'll have to wait and see if there's going to be a massive reprisal of some sort. But you're right. ISIS hasn't been, quote-unquote, defeated. But at the same time, though, the president has to make some very tough decisions moving forward here.
Well, meanwhile, the president is demanding that Turkey fortify a safe zone for the Kurds in northern Syria, a claim that's angered Turkey, which considers the Kurdish forces to be terrorists.
Right. This is the really high wire act that John Bolton has been trying to walk, that Mike Pompeo is trying to walk, and so it's not an enviable situation at all.
Right. And at the same time, Russia is demanding that Syria reclaim the country's northern region after the U.S. withdrawals.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, of course, you know, you want to talk about Russia and its influence and the effects that it can have of being in such a volatile place, not only just as the Middle East, but Syria in particular. This is something that can also change the way that it can also be essentially a game changer in the region.
But according to CNN, who did an interview with some folks yesterday, congressional leaders from both parties have urged President Trump to be cautious about pulling the troops out of Syria, fearing the enemy could have been emboldened by departing American troops, and Trump needs a better strategy.
Well, again, that's exactly right. I think especially if you get pressure from both parties, the president has to, at the very least, sort of restate his case, given this new terrible thing that has happened, and then somehow be able to show that if the withdrawal proceeds, that it's still going to be, number one, in our best interest, and number two, it's not going to create a large security hole somewhere in this whole situation where we're going to have to come back again and even start over.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She hasn't been seen for a while out in public, and guess what? She's canceled two more events. So everybody's wondering what's going on here. We'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is my guest.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House passed a Democratic bill to reopen the government through February 8th and provide $14 billion in emergency spending for recent disasters, including hurricanes and wildfires. It's unlikely, though, to be taken up in the GOP-led Senate. Democrats and Republicans met at the White House to try to resolve the shutdown. USA's Tim Berg has more.
Wednesday at the White House, President Trump met with the Problem Solvers Caucus to discuss border security and the partial government shutdown. Now, one of the men who was at that meeting, part of that Problem Solvers Caucus, is Democratic Congressman Max Rose. He joins Fox News and says, look, we need to solve this, Democrats and Republicans.
I don't care what political party someone is from, I'll take a seat at the table, and I will continue to sit down at the table to push and push and push to get this government back open.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, there's my buddy Mike Gallagher, and we appreciate him very much doing that liner for us. Thank you very much, Mike. This portion of the program is brought to you by USCCA, the United States Concealed Carry Association, where they trust the USCCA members to be in their first line of defense in the aftermath of having to defend themselves by whatever means they have to do it. Because everybody knows that if you're the last person standing when you have to defend yourself in a self-defense incident, you'll be the first person the police will be looking at. So, defending your life should not cost you everything you own. Now, I want you to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And then click on that USCCA logo link that's right there in the right column, the USCCA logo link. Because you can not only get a chance to win the free Gun a Day giveaway that's going on every day, but you also, should you decide to become a member, will get $474 worth of free stuff, which includes the Concealed Carry magazine, an award-winning magazine. So, check out the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, by going to my website, the Captain's America Third Watch, and clicking on the logo link that's right there on the page. Now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg has canceled two more appearances. She's not been seen out and about for a while. What do you suppose is going on here?
Well,
there's a lot of speculation, of course, and she did have some appointments scheduled, as we understand. I think there's one in February, and that's one of the ones that got canceled, as far as I know. She was supposed to be, you know, at the Supreme Court for the last couple of weeks. She hasn't been there. The good news that's come out about her medically was that there was no residual cancer following this operation on her lung. So that's good news. But again, we don't know the other complexities that may be involved here, given her age and what other issues that she might be dealing with. So unfortunately, it's sort of a wait and see thing right now. But if she continues to stay out of the court and doesn't make any other appearances, speculation is going to grow.
Now, the GOP senators are talking with some Democrats that. There's a few of them that are wanting to work and come up with some sort of a conclusion for the government shutdown. And I don't know where that's going to go, but you had a couple of thoughts on that.
Well, it is quite interesting to me. And just, yeah, briefly, it seems that I think Senator Lindsey Graham had said, reopen the government for 3 weeks, basically, and try to get something moving there. But it would be very interesting to me, Captain, to see, of course, the Democrats have dug in, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, no negotiation at all, while, you know, unless you reopen the government. Well, if President Trump were to take that option, the Graham option, as it were, and open the government for 3 weeks and say, I'm at the White House, come over and see me, let's do a deal, I wonder if we'd see the Democrats actually go over there and do a deal, because they said, well, we'll talk border security. So the president might be able to use that as a great object lesson to the American people to say, look, I did what they wanted. They're still not talking. I have to declare a national emergency. Or the president may simply say, it's just not worth it. It's not worth it to put the country through that. He's going to hang tough and see, how long it takes the Democrats to cave.
Right. And, of course, there's more that meets the eye here for all the different things that are going on. And the situation is such that Nancy Pelosi and Julian Castro, the guy that just announced he's running for president, and who the heck was the other one I heard the other day? Al Green, congressman, and MSNBC's commentaries and all that sort of stuff. I mean, they're all making it sound like as if the obstructionists in this are the Republicans, and they're not. They want to negotiate. They want to get this done.
They have been wanting to negotiate. The president has been inviting them to the White House to negotiate. The president didn't go to Mar-a-Lago. He didn't go to Hawaii. He didn't have fun in the sun in Puerto Rico. He didn't do any of these things. And yet the Democrats are doing precisely these kinds of things. They just didn't go to Mar-a-Lago. They went to Hawaii and Puerto Rico, of course. But that's the thing, Captain. I mean, they are absolutely showing by their actions. And, you know, and they come out and they talk about all the people who aren't getting their paycheck and so forth. Well, are they joining? Is Nancy Pelosi joining with so many other congressional representatives and not accepting a paycheck during this time period? I don't think so.
Right. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we speak to him. This week we'll be speaking to him all week long because Wayne is busy and he's tied up doing things, so he's not going to be able to make it on the air. So he gets the week off and Kyle gets the week on.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Just want to talk about, in passing here, the fact that Arizona, we heard last night late, that in Arizona, the Democrats are touting drafting or bringing into the picture former astronaut Mark Kelly, who's being urged to run for the U.S. Senate seat against Martha McSally.
Yes, very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. And, of course, with what happened in the election this past go-around, it really does raise the stakes, absolutely.
Now, our Florida U.S. freshman Senator Rick Scott's hit the ground running. He's had a co-signer with Senator Marco Rubio that they are proposing legislation that would pay the United States Coast Guard on time for the rest of the government shutdown because they just missed their first paycheck on the 15th. Now, if this goes to the end of the month, the retirees, the way it's set up, will not get the government retirement check from the Coast Guard that they would normally get at the end of the month. So something needs to be done. We're talking 50,000 retirees and about 40,000 active duty Coast Guardsmen and women. So Rick Scott has proposed legislation, and apparently Marco Rubio signed on as a co-sponsor.
Yes, exactly right. This is going to start biting a lot more people, and especially those who are tasked with protecting us, protecting our borders, protecting our coasts, as Coast Guard does, and all the other important work that they do. So this may be the first in many of different kinds of bills like this. But, you know, it's interesting, Captain, again, there's a lot of finger-pointing, and the media and the TV people, of course, point the finger squarely at President Trump. But boy, oh boy, if the Democrats were in there trying to negotiate and trying to hammer out something, they might be able to have a little bit of a better viewpoint in this by the people. But the longer this goes on, I think the biting that's going to be happening to people missing their paychecks, they're going to start looking at Democrats a lot more harder than they're looking at President Trump.
Now, the Captain's America Third Watch has been on a digital television musical service called Roku, R-O-K-U, and we've been on that for about 2.5 years, almost 3 years now, and we have quite a bit of a response there from people at night that flip over there and they listen to the radio show that way on their televisions. Now, the other thing is, 2 days ago, Alex Jones from InfoWars got up on Roku, and the very next day they took him off altogether with no explanation.
Right. Well, we do have a little bit of information about this. It seems as though there's a couple of different channels, I think, that were on the Roku box, and that was one appears to be a more of a fan-supported channel, but then there was the other subscription channel. You had to log in or something for Alex Jones' InfoWars subscription. But they were both taken down in very recently, over the last 24 hours or so. A lot of this has to do with the Sandy Hook elementary school parents who have come against Alex Jones and Roku.
Okay. I want to get to something real quick before we run out of time. A Forsyth, Georgia man has been charged in a plot to attack the White House and blow up federal buildings and all that. They got to him before he was able to do what he was going to do.
That's right. Key word here, neutralized the threat. And this was no joke. I mean, the guy, whatever, he lived with his mother or something, 21 years old, but it was a real threat.
And finally, government workers are being given boxes of macaroni and cheese by the Kraft Company because they need to eat, so they're getting macaroni and cheese, compliments of Kraft.
Isn't that something? That's an amazing
thing. I want some Kraft macaroni and cheese. You kidding me?
I love it. Absolutely.
That's good stuff. Yeah, and there's not a kid in the country that hasn't eaten that because that's what a lot of families were born and brought up on. You know, they buy that box that would make basically a whole soup bowl full, and you can make a meal out of it. You could feed a family with a box of macaroni and cheese.
Exactly right. And what a great gesture. What a great thing to do. These are people taking up the slack for people that do work for us in the federal government. I mean, this is a very, very good thing. And we may see other companies follow suit as well. We'll see.
All right, here comes the music. We will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he is the host of the Kyle Warren Show. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com for more information, KyleWarrenShow.com. Okay, we're coming right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and it's a doozy because we've got a couple of big storms moving.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his calloused hands. Nothing he's got was handed to him. All chickens out of Arkansas when he was green. the DMZ. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class.
Oh, yeah, Leland Martin, our ice road trucker. That's what he's doing right now up there in Canada. And that's working class, Leland Martin. Now, an intense Pacific storm is continuing to bring heavy rain and flooding, strong and gusty winds and heavy snow in the mountains, up to 6 feet of snow in some of the mountains west of Reno, Nevada, and west of the Nevada line, right there along the Sierra Nevadas, all the way down into the San Bernardino Mountains, some areas 6 feet of snow. Now, as the system shifts east, mountain snow will intensify in the Great Basin and the Rockies, because tonight you're going to be getting it also in the Wasatch Front and the Rocky Mountains, especially west of Denver. It is snowing in Denver, but if you're going up over the top, you're going to be hanging iron, believe me when I tell you. And as the system shifts east, the mountain snow will intensify in the Great Basin, the Rockies, and other storm system will bring wintry conditions to the central U.S., where currently we have snow from Kansas. And by the way, right into Kansas City, where they're going to be playing football, right straight across I-70, all the way right now into Indiana, you have snow. And now it's the beginning of another storm that's setting itself up in the Midwest, and it's going to be around for a couple of days at least, so be aware of that. Now, the winter conditions will spread from the central U.S., spreading snow into the middle Atlantic, including the D.C. metro area again for the second time in 2 weeks, and it's going to be just in time in Washington, D.C., later today for the commute there. So get ready for that. Now, the lake effect snow machine is still going from Ripley, New York to Buffalo, over to across to Rochester, into Oswego, and up to Watertown, Pulaski, and all the way up to the St. Lawrence Seaway. That's the winter snow machine, lake effect snow, right there in that area. We also have some snow flurries tonight and some rain mixed in, freezing rain, in South Dakota, eastern South Dakota, about halfway across the state, and down there in, let's see, this is Nebraska I'm looking at right now, and the western part of Nebraska. It looks like around Sydney, you've got a wintry mix of weather there, freezing rain and or sleet. Now, there is snow in Washington State. There is snow in Oregon. There is snow in Idaho, most of Idaho. There is snow in Montana, about half of Montana. There is snow in Wyoming, which is moving east, and it's going to make it really rough because, again, if you're going up 30, if you take that shortcut up to Idaho to get to Boise, Pocatello, to get on 84 and all that stuff, well, guess what? You're going to be hanging iron to go over that mountain in Montpelier on the Wyoming-Idaho border. And in Utah, east of Salt Lake City, the mountains going up towards Wyoming, you definitely have snow. You have heavy snow coming down there. I-15 all the way from the Nevada area all the way up to Idaho tonight. And Nevada, you've got snow, heavy snow, the Reno area, south of Reno, and up over the top, Donner. It looks like as if some of that 6 foot of snow could be up there right now in that area. In addition, you've got a lot of snow in eastern Nevada tonight going over towards Wendover. Now, this snow is north to south. About half the state is covered there. But I-80 certainly is going to be a problem. I-80 is going to be a problem in Utah. And also in Wyoming, you're going to have trouble. May have to hang some iron going up over the top of a couple of those mountain ranges. It looks like it. Now, Colorado tonight, west of Denver, north, south, down into, let's see here, up into Wyoming. If you're going up 287 out of Fort Collins, you're going to have snow all the way up into Wyoming, so be careful going that way. And then again, moving out into eastern Colorado, I-70, all the way across into Indiana on I-70, you have got snow tonight, and it's going to be just chasing along with you. And in the south, some fog in the highlands, the mountainous areas of central Texas. You've got some fog there. You've got some unsettled conditions in the Panhandle, Amarillo. And in Florida and southeastern Georgia, we've got a hard freeze warning tonight. A hard freeze warning. And that starts just north of the Tampa Bay area. Goes all the way up to Georgia. Goes up to Valdosta. And all the way across over to Savannah, to Brunswick, rather. Savannah, you're okay. And Jacksonville and Daytona Beach, it looks like. That's not Daytona. That's Fernandina Beach. And then across over to the Tampa Bay area, we've got a hard freeze warning tonight. So that's what the weather looks like. And, oh, by the way, don't forget the Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Nissan and Moss Family Automotive, that group with the Moss Family Chevrolet dealer, which is in Tampa at 16414 North Dale Mabry Highway, which is up in the Carrollwood area, Tampa, Florida, North Tampa, if you will, and Crystal River and Newport Richey, where you can get Moss Nissan's brand-new vehicles. And then the certified pre-owned store in Homosassa Springs, simply known as Moss Family Automotive, where you might get lucky and buy a motorhome. They've had them there. They've had boats there. They've had motorcycles there, scooters there. Lawnmowers, riding lawnmowers, you name it. Whatever people would trade in on, whatever people would trade in to buy a car, they've got it there at the Moss Family Automotive Store in Homosassa Springs. Now, also want to point out to some folks that you serve, you save is the big motto at all of the Moss Family stores. Now, what that means is all active-duty military, all veterans get a preferred pricing schedule on their new vehicles, whether it be a Chevrolet, whether it be a Nissan, or whatever else they have that would be new. And that means thousands of dollars come off the price of a new car or truck. Thousands of dollars. Also, firefighters, EMTs, first responders get the same you serve, you save policy at all of the new car locations, which is Newport Richey, Crystal River, as well as North Dale Mabry Highway here in Tampa. So there you go. So think about that as we think about what we're going to be talking about with Ms. Rosemary, because Ms. Rosemary is coming up here in the next hour, top of the hour, right after the news. And I'm sure she's going to have a lot to say about the world right now, the things that are going on in the world, because this is a situation where the bombing yesterday in Syria, killing four of our people, apparently two regular military and two civilian contractors. Don't know too much about that other than what we're seeing here. And again, we'll just go with the flow, but ISIS wanted everybody to know that they were still around. That they were still around. And good morning, Steve in Thailand. Good morning, Sam, the paper man. Good morning. Let's see, who else we got here? Flip. Good morning, Flip. How you doing? And we also want to say good morning to Mark and good morning to Major Mac. Good morning to LJ, who have all chimed in this morning. Good morning to Joe in South Carolina, who just chimed in. Good morning to Susan, a Gold Star mom. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.